My name is Ray Park. You may know me as playing Darth Maul in the Phantom Menace, Clone Wars, and also Solo at Star Wars Story. You're listening to Star Wars Stuff Podcast, The Force is Strong with You All. And remember, Sith Walk.
Hey, this is Dominic Pace, who plays Gecko the Bounty Hunter from The Mandalorian, letting you all know you are listening to the Star Wars Stuff Podcast. Wishing everybody all the best, and may the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you!
Hello,
everyone, and welcome back to the Star Wars Stuff Podcast, where we talk all things Star Wars. My name is Colin.
I'm Hunter.
And I'm Matt.
From Legion Sabers. Matt, how's it going, man?
Yeah, it's going pretty good. Thanks for having me on the podcast. It's been a long time coming. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, of course. The first time that I met you was at was at MegaCon a couple of weeks ago. I know Hunter's been in contact with you for a bit, and I've seen so many Legion Sabers. They're fantastic. They're amazing. So we're excited to talk all things about Legion Sabers.
Dude, I'm excited too. Where do we start?
All right. Well, here's the first question. The impact that your lightsabers has had on the Star Wars community is incredible. What made you want to start Legion Sabers, and what keeps inspiring you to do so today?
That's a great question. It's an interesting story because I have like a decade of experience where I was like a youth pastor. So working with middle school kids and high school kids. And whenever a Star Wars movie would come out, I would go to Costco and grab like 100 tickets and then just pre-buy them to whatever Star Wars movie there was and just get a whole group of kids to go and participate in that. And we'd sell out every single time. So that was just like, it was just huge in community building. I'd actually never been to any like conventions, never even like held a lightsaber. Interestingly enough, like I bought this company. I saw Legion Sabers for sale on like a website. And I was like, okay, that's really weird. But I wanted to like serve, I actually wanted to serve like a fandom and an audience. And build like a business around a loyal following like that. And so that's kind of what attracted me towards the lightsabers initially. I was like, well, I've always been like a Star Wars fan. And so that's cool. This fits the bill of like having people that are just really passionate about it, as evidenced by all the creative people around Star Wars and the art that goes into it, you're making a screen accurate Chewbacca. Like stuff like that doesn't happen in every fandom or every like following, but it does happen in Star Wars. But I wasn't actually like fully convinced even. It was a high school kid that started this business with his dad, and his name was Brennan Stocker out of California. And I kind of just like tempted fate, and I was like, well, I might as well just look into it. So I like messaged the guy and was kind of curious why he was selling and all this other stuff. And the response I got back was just really positive. We just kind of, we had a phone call, and on that call, I really connected with him. And I was kind of like, well, I guess we could take it one step further. I was still kind of like, it seems ridiculous to buy a lightsaber company at that point. And it was ridiculous. It still is. But as I was talking with him, like he said, okay, I'm going to send you a lightsaber. And I think when I got that lightsaber in the mail, that's like, that's kind of what changed everything. I was like, all right. Like he said that they were battle ready, that they had like LEDs up and down the blade, but that you could really like hit them pretty hard together. And that they had different blade styles. You could do as many colors as you wanted. And they had like smooth swing and sounds. And he had a bunch of videos that I could look at too. And I was like, all right, that sounds pretty cool if you can really do that. And I kind of expected that they would fall apart like right when I got them. And that it would just be a really big hassle to do any kind of like repairs or anything like that. But when I first like held them, I was like, oh my gosh, this is insane. And then to know like you can do like the gesture controls with them where you can change the color just like
whispers of power
just by gestures and everything.
That's so cool.
I was blown away. And then, you know, since I bought the company, we've added a bunch of features like Bluetooth control. You can change like the sound fonts and the way the blade styles look. But yeah, connecting to them from your phone. But the once I held that saber, I was like, oh, I get it. Like I totally understand why this is amazing. And I think I stumbled across something just incredible. And so I continued talking with them. And even then I was not like 100% sold, because I was like, this is like way too cool to be true. And there's a lot of lightsaber companies that are out there, and more than I initially thought when I like first purchased my lightsaber, or when I first got that lightsaber. But what really kind of to this day has made me love running this business is when I put a lightsaber in somebody's hand, like I see that same click.
Yeah.
Like at the conventions, like one of the things we're going to do for like an ad campaign or something like that is just have somebody at our booth video recording people just like their first experience. Cause it's always like this. It's like you put something in your hand, like, oh, that like, that feels weighty.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, it's airplane grade aluminum. We've got some other metals on some of them. And then they're like, okay. And then we show them how to turn it on with like the gesture controls, and they're like, whoa. And then we start like my favorite display or like displays, like when we just like start whacking them against other sabers and people are like, you're going to break it. It's the whole idea of, okay, you break it, we buy it, is the fun part there. But so to be honest, like fun is like a huge core value of mine. This is a way that I can serve the audience of Star Wars with just like a full heart. And the same thing that I experienced when I held my first saber is something that I want everyone to be able to experience. And I feel like that's possible. And that's why we do things a little different at conventions and stuff, where there's a lot of, I've seen other saber companies where they kind of leave sabers on the table and you can like feel the hilts. But for us, we want people to be able to like test them out, battle with them. And so that's why we had like Star Wars Theory at our booth. And he had like three matches with folks in the main alleyway there. I guess does that answer your question? That's kind of what got me in.
Yeah.
Got me into this. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The main thing that I will say is, if I had a lightsaber like you have, like as a kid, I couldn't even imagine what that experience would be like. Because of there's experiences like that of like your first lightsaber, your first time to Galaxy's Edge. Like it's those moments that really like kind of bring you more into the Star Wars fandom. And having a lightsaber like the ones you guys have is just incredible. And I think it doesn't matter if you're a kid or adult, if it's your first time holding a lightsaber, it's like you're getting sucked in more and into the fandom. So it's so incredible that you give almost everyone this opportunity at cons and then just in general. It's so cool.
Yeah, thanks, man. It's awesome.
Colin, I think you kind of led into the next question I was going to ask Matt. That's more like community focused. So this might be an interesting answer now, Matt. I guess I didn't realize that you had just gotten into the lightsaber community, like through starting or buying your company. But the question I was going to ask, so like when I got into the Star Wars prop collecting scene or prop building scene and everything, replica lightsabers were totally different than they are now. You had like your Force Effects or Black Series lightsabers, and then anything a step above that, it was all like custom install, custom machined hilts and stuff. And now there's just a ton of options out there with, and you hit on the features and stuff, but a ton of options out there with like really solid features and like really solid made lightsabers and all that. So I kind of wanted your take on where the community is at right now with lightsabers and like the different options that are out there with sabers for either new people getting into it or like veteran collectors that are more into some really, really fancy stuff. But I just wanted your take on that.
Yeah, you've kind of got different, you got different strokes for different folks, I guess. You've got like, if you're looking for something that you can battle with, there's some folks that just love a baselet and those kind of have the same features. They've got like the gesture control. They just don't have the LEDs in the blade. They're lit from the base. And those are simple and easy to get into. We sell them at the conventions for like $150 and on our website for around that same price, starting wise. And then the hilts that we have, you can choose from like apprentice level to something more like our Pixel Ahsokas go for like $730 for the pair. And they come with like this custom box that's pretty sweet. So generally like $300 to $450. And the lightsabers are just improving consistently. And what's nice about our lightsabers is that like as they improve, like if you love your hilt, like you can just like upgrade the electronics of them. They come with like a year warranty. And so they're going to last. And we kind of stretch that year. If you're like 13 months or whatever, like we just like to take care of people. So we're going to do that. But then you also have, and I would say that covers like a majority of the community. And then you've got people that want really high end screen accurate replicas. And we have some of those, but there's other companies like Vader's Vault.
Fantastic stuff.
Oh, they just,
it's a little above my budget for most of their thing, but it's really, really nice. And I've seen their stuff at conventions and their sabers are beautiful.
Yeah. Alan's great too. I mean, that whole family puts their blood, sweat and tears like into their sabers. And there's other great folks too. And then you've got those like individual commissions. So you can find somebody to make that. I'm happy to make connections if you're looking for something that's like high end. I can point you in the right direction. There's whole Facebook groups and Reddit groups and stuff like that that just like that geek out on this stuff.
Yeah,
and that's cool.
I have a couple buddies that do it, but like one of them, New Hope Workshop, he does some crazy custom install stuff with like more bells and whistles than you could even think of to buy off the shelf. And it's really cool to see people put all that into the sabers. And it's also interesting to see too, like I said, when I started to get into the Star Wars prop making or prop collecting world, these types of options weren't really available. So with the advent of NeoPixel sabers becoming so much more accessible to people, it seemed like it's really expanded the lightsaber community quite a bit, which has been awesome to see from companies like yours.
Well, thanks. I think so. I mean, there's still a lot of room to grow. For us, like we're trying to figure out like custom saber builder, kind of like giving a Galaxy's Edge experience to people at Comic Cons, and we're working on a 3D saber designer where you can design everything online, like the Jedi Survivor games, and then have it mailed to you in pieces, or have it pre-assembled, if you have a visual representation of what it's actually going to look like. And then you've got existing now. You've got people, or you've got sabers with like rotating crystal chambers.
There's some crazy stuff.
We're also working on just exclusive kind of saber designs with font makers. Jay DeLorean, we're in talks with him about doing some sabers pre-installed with all of his sound fonts and different stuff like that. And Kyberphonic too, Jesse from Kyberphonic, working on doing some of those things so that we can have a little bit more of a higher end offering at the conventions with partners in the saber community. Cause there's room enough for everyone, because most people, they start with one saber and then you've got like a 20 in your room by the end of a couple years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a cool take to hear too, because obviously not every company is in it to actually be involved with the community. You get saber makers who, or saber sellers, I should say, who are just in it to make a buck. So it's nice to see people who actually want to connect with the community in some way.
Totally. I mean, one of the things that I love doing with Legion Sabers is, so far, like, everyone on our team is just super passionate about like cosplay and lightsabers and the community. It shows when we're at the conventions, because we're able to have those like one-on-one connections, and like, our lightsabers sell themselves. We don't have to be like pushy salesmen or anything with mm-hmm. lightsabers. It's like, here, hold this, and then you get that experience, and it's like, yes, I need this in my life. But Izzy, he is pretty much going to be running our conventions from this point on. I met him. I actually like followed him on Instagram, because I was like, I need to know people in the saber community, and we just hit it off. And he's been at every convention that I've been at. Like, the first convention was in Portland, and he just like told me, you should buy about this many lightsabers, and we did great. That he was right about on. And but he came to a Los Angeles Comic Con with us, and MegaCon, and we just signed up for almost every fan expo convention that they have as corporate sponsors for the next year. And Sweet. So he's going to be like pioneering that. But he, in his spare time, he is like a former American Ninja Warrior, and he does like lightsaber classes, like lightsaber training classes. And that was before.
That's awesome.
So I'm like, being able to have somebody like that and bring them into Legion Sabers, it's like, oh, dude, this is providing a platform for people to like, share their passions and to really connect with the community at an even deeper level. And that makes me so happy.
Yeah. 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 No, and speaking of the community and like of just how awesome it is to be part of it, how did it feel to go to a great event like Mosh Eisley and kind of have your booth there and just kind of experience like the craziness of Mosh Eisley?
Oh man, I was not prepared. Mosh Eisley was that? If you had told me 6 months ago that I would be in a drag queen dressing room, like prepping and charging all of our lightsabers so that they could go on stage to a pop punk event with some of the idols from like when I was in high school, celebrating Star Wars, I would have been like, I need some of what you're smoking, you know, like pass it over. But it was so magic. Like the community and just being able to hang out with people like you guys, people that are, I made so many connections with people that just like love Star Wars, that put their heart and their passion into it. And I couldn't have imagined an event like that. I'm so thankful for creators of Mosh Eisley for putting that on, and really thankful to be and honored to be just like, to even have like a little booth back there. We didn't sell any lightsabers. Like, we actually kind of sold out at MegaCon, and we had to like stop selling our floor models on Friday and just did online orders, and we're still making those. So they should be sent out like in a couple of weeks. We should be ready to send those out. But I think that it's just another one of those places where we can support the community, and where the community like really stands up strong. It's kind of the people that are bought in the most are at Mosh Eisley.
Yeah. I mean, with the lightsaber selling out, I mean, I guess it's kind of a good problem to have. But that was so cool. And that was also my first, that was my first Mosh Eisley. I really, really didn't know what to expect. Hunter kind of gave me some details, but I was kind of going in blind and just seeing like of just everything that Mos Eisley was just incredible. So
it's a tough thing to describe, man.
It's a
really special event, and shout out to the Thank the Maker guys and Princess and for getting that going. But it's been a really cool like subset of the community to see start to take off, and it's become something really special.
Yeah,
dude. Such a great community.
Yeah. There are so many great lightsaber designs in the Star Wars universe. And I know there's so many to choose from. Which lightsaber is your favorite and why?
Oh yeah. This is going to be a hot take. It's the first lightsaber I ever held. I should have brought it in here today, but it's actually like Rey's saber staff. It's interesting because it has like, it's not a button. It's like a click wheel that you turn to turn on the saber. And it just feels, it's so solid. So Brennan, when I first asked him, like, yeah, just send me a saber and let's check it out. He was like, oh, I got the one for you. And he was totally, I would not have picked it out for myself, I don't think. But having got it, I'm like, oh. I had a friend take it down to Los Angeles for a while, and I was like, where is this thing? Like, I need that back. Cause he took a few sabers, and I was like, where's my saber? And that's kind of, it's just mine. I guess it's a sentimental thing. And I'm like, I could never see myself selling that, or giving it away, just because it kind of is what birthed the company. But there are some really cool designs, and I'm excited for the ones that like my team is going to design. And I think those will have like a special place in the Hall of Fame too. But yeah, Rey's saber, saber.
Hers at the end of Rise of Skywalker that has like the kind of switch thing that you have to do.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, that's a really sweet saber design. And it was cool that they pulled in design elements from her staff.
Yeah.
So
I think my favorite one. Oh, I'm sorry. I was gonna say really quick that my favorite saber would probably have to be Master Sifo Dyas's saber. I think that is one of the coolest designs, and I know we only see it on screen for like a second, but I think that design was just, to me, that was that saber is kind of significant to the birth of the Clone Wars, because of without him the Clone Wars would never exist, and the Clone Wars holds a special place in my heart, and I think a tiny bit of Hunter, but not really. But yeah, so I love that saber. Hunter, what's your favorite saber?
If we're talking like canon sabers, it's a pretty close toss up between both of Obi-Wan's main sabers. Well, I guess depends on how you really want to get into it, how detail oriented, but you have like in general, the Phantom Menace style, and in general, the Revenge of the Sith and the New Hope style. And for me, it's kind of a toss up between his Phantom Menace and Revenge of the Sith sabers. Those are both like, those are just the iconic sabers to me. And the Revenge of the Sith one, I have like a core memory from when I was a kid going into Toys R Us when I think it was when Revenge of the Sith was still in theaters, and getting like the one, it wasn't the ones that you flick all the way out, but the blades telescope almost down fully into the hilt.
Sure.
But it was Obi-Wan's Revenge of the Sith saber. And for whatever reason, that one's always stuck with me for that reason. I just love that saber design. I think it's cool because compared to, like, you have the A New Hope version, which is 100% found parts. It's not custom machined or anything. I mean, it's like a kit bash with a bunch of found parts. But then you get into Revenge of the Sith, which is like an idealized version of it. That wasn't made from the same found parts. It was stuff made to replicate that and give it like a little bit of an extra Star Wars embellishment. And I think it's a pretty cool thing. as far as non-canon sabers, though, Starkiller's definitely takes the cake.
I knew you were going to say that.
I love that. We were talking about that at MegaCon when we stopped by Matt's booth. But I love the exposed crystal chamber. It's super cool. And then the fact that it has a Graflex-inspired top half, I think really sells that Star Wars look for me. Because sometimes you can get some really cool designs. Like, oh, that's a sweet, like, exposed crystal chamber and other details and stuff. But it doesn't necessarily look Star Wars. And I think the Starkiller one, having that Graflex inspiration and some of the other design elements really pull it into feeling Star Wars-y to me.
Yeah,
you're right. The we've got, going back to the Obi-Wans, now you've got like the Obi-Wan TV version too, and that is a, we got a weathered version of that looks pretty sick. We got a clean version of the Revenge of the Sith one, but the, it's interesting as we get more advanced in lightsabers, because the sabers that we sell, like our manufacturer is the same manufacturer that has done a lot of the Star Wars shows. The one in Obi-Wan, like it's our saber.
That's pretty cool.
Which is kind of crazy. So we've got accurate stuff as
it
kind of progresses.
And that's been an interesting thing too, because like there's the original sabers in A New Hope were a wooden dowel with some reflective tape on one side, and it spun, and like that's how they got that effect on camera. And back then you never had like in camera lighting effects and stuff. And then in the prequels, they kind of progressed a little bit more. It was just like a metal rod in a resin or metal hilt or whatever, depending on if it was stunt or hero. And then you get into the filming of the sequel trilogy, and they actually started to use technology that fans develop for hobby lightsabers and stuff like that to get real on, like in camera, on screen lighting effects on the actors themselves, which is a whole different ball game. And you talk, like you see actors do interviews and they're talking about, oh yeah, like I have this lightsaber on set and it felt like a real lightsaber. And it's because of technology that's really similar, if not the same technology in a lot of cases, that you get in these sabers that you can buy as a hobbyist.
It's interesting. Yeah. Iman, we met him in Portland, but B-City Cosplay gave him one of our lightsabers in Los Angeles beforehand. Mm-hmm. So we started talking, but Iman, before we gave him that lightsaber, he didn't have a lightsaber, even though, you know, he plays Ezra Bridger.
Really?
Series. Yeah. So we gave him Sabine's saber because I didn't have Ezra's third saber quite yet ready for him in Los Angeles. And then Portland, we gave him the other one. And he actually bought the stapler, and he bought like, he's got a few more from us. He bought Ivana the Shin Hati one. So now she's got one of our sabers.
Nice.
So, like the actors of Ahsoka using our stuff. I'm like, you guys rock.
That's so cool.
You don't get to take home the props, and so being able to have something like these sabers, and you can look at Iman's TikTok, Insta, so he's spinning it all the time. He's just like, he's just taught somebody yesterday how to do the Obi-Annie.
That's super fun.
Our team got to teach him how to do the Obi-Annie because he's learning the specific style of Ezra Bridger. So it's been a wild ride so far.
Yeah.
Well, as we, I think we're kind of coming towards the end of our list of questions here, but as we wrap up, is there anything you guys are working on at Legion Sabers that you want to plug, or any like special new sabers you got coming out, or events? I know you mentioned Fan Expos already, but anything you want to plug to the fans?
Yeah, I think that's really it. Our Fan Expo, we are going to be doing pretty much all of the U.S. shows, and we'll be corporate sponsors for that. We're going to be in the next, I think I'll just tease this one out. We met some really cool folks at MegaCon, and really kind of taken, my dream is to launch like a bunch of companies around like Star Wars and serve the community in a bunch of different ways. So shout out Star Wars newsletter. And so we do a daily dose of Star Wars to your inbox, and then plan on doing a few other things. But I travel. One of the guys that travels with us is an illusionist. His name is Gabe with Cards, and he does some sleight of hand stuff, and it's just super fun. We travel with Coach Izzy as well. And so we're working on, we met this guy, Tyler, at MegaCon, and we're going to start having him come out to all of our shows. And what we're working on is doing like a kind of reality TV show of like what it's like to work at a lightsaber company and follow people with conventions and hopefully do some interviews kind of like this and put them on a YouTube with the hope of like getting on, putting together like a Netflix show at the end of it.
Okay.
And so you guys can follow at Legion_Sabers at Instagram, Legion Sabers on TikTok. We'll be ramping up the YouTube and then just keep on the loop. Definitely have a lot of May the 4th stuff coming up. We're prepping for that. But we're building something that's just like really centered around the community and here to serve Star Wars fans. So we'll be there whenever you're looking for a lightsaber. Oh, and yeah, if you want to get one this month, use the code SWSTUFF at LegionSabers.com. You can save 15% off of your order.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. No, I think my next one that I'm getting would be the Anakin Skywalker one, because I've been really, really wanting one. And yes. And there was I think there was like a couple of months back, Hunter and I just felt like being kids and we just had like a giant lightsaber fight. Yes. In his backyard. And we just were using a bunch of the lightsabers that he had. And I was like, man, I need one. So this, just talking about this has made me really excited to get one. So thank you for that.
Good for you. Thanks for inviting me on the show. And I'm sending you one of our Anakin lightsabers.
Let's go. Oh my God. Okay. I'm so excited. Fantastic. Son of a Bantha. Let's go, man. Wow. Oh, okay. Well, I'm very, very excited. And it has been a pleasure talking to you. And thank you for everything that you do for the Star Wars community and just really inspiring people and making people happy. Like that's one of the great things about being part of the Star Wars community. So, and you're doing a great job at it. So thank you so much.
Well, thanks guys. Really appreciate it.
See
you at LegionSabers.com.
Yep. From all of us from the Star Stuff podcast, thank you for listening and may the force be with you always.
Force be with you.